This is Nature Notes, a Maine naturalist afield. I'm Pepin Middlehauser, reading for you today, Sandhill Cranes in Maine, by Sandra Mitchell. This essay was published in the Maine Natural History Observer in 2023 and has been adapted for radio. It was a quiet, peaceful afternoon walk through the small marsh, shortly before the sun set on a warming, mid-spring day. And then a prehistoric rolling sound split the air, huge waves spreading across the boardwalk. The call was vaguely familiar, yet something I could not quite place. As I was struggling to pull up the tapes out of my memory bank, a stiff, straight-necked, flapping, giant bird just crested the trees in front of me, and the picture immediately snapped into focus in my mind. The incredible sound I had heard, followed by the brief glimpse, was of a sandhill crane. These birds can definitely be described as flying dinosaurs, with their extremely large stature, stiff flight, and tremendous calls. They were described 2 decades ago by Peter Vickery as uncommon migrants and rare breeders in Maine's wetlands. First seen in Maine in the 1980s, no breeding activity was noted until the year 2000. However, over the 20 years since this was reported, roughly 2 dozen pairs are thought to breed in Maine, although only once have they been known to overwinter. Of 15 species of cranes worldwide, only 2 live in North America, with only sandhill cranes making their way into Maine as they stage a comeback from near extinction. Their numbers had dropped to below 1,000 individuals thanks to hunting and habitat loss. But with conservation efforts, the numbers have rebounded to over 100,000, allowing them to repopulate places like Maine. The sandhill crane has a remarkable appearance. They are primarily light gray in color, with a contrasting red patch on the crown and white cheeks. The irises of their eyes are a reddish orange. They feed in places where the soils are rich in iron, and they transfer this pigment to their feathers, adding a russet tinge. Not only are they striking in color, but they stand more than 4 feet tall, and at a quick glance, could be mistaken for great blue herons. The females can top 15 pounds in weight and are larger than the males. Their wingspan is almost 8 feet, critical for a species that can fly as high as 15,000 feet and hundreds of miles per day during migration. The wingbeat pattern is unique, with a very stiff and unforgiving beat. For someone not graced with seeing their mating ritual, one would think they were awkward and ungainly birds. The loud trumpeting call is actually a byproduct of their anatomy. The long trachea coils down into the sternum, which allows for lower sounds and more richness than might otherwise be expected. Regular calls include everything from purrs to trumpets. In fact, sandhill cranes have more than 12 sets of calls, which are used in different circumstances. I went home that evening feeling particularly lucky to have seen not one, but 2 sandhill cranes, which were feeding and circling the marsh. I was especially eager the next evening to look for my new feathered friends, knowing full well that the likelihood was that they had moved on. To my delight, they were still present, and they were still there the night after. I began to wonder if perhaps they were planning to stay for the summer when my hopes were fulfilled. I witnessed my first crane dance. That was Nature Notes, a Maine Naturalist Afield from the Maine Natural History Observatory. This program was produced by Glenn Middlehauser. The theme music is Keeper of the Light by Hallie Pottle Parker, performed by Hallie Pottle Parker and Kate Pottle. For more information, you can go to mainenaturalhistory.org. You can find more episodes of Nature Notes on the WERU archive or wherever you get podcasts.